And the program is called Lawrence and Taylor, in spite of what Roger might have told you yesterday.
I just mentioned that some people I've heard prefer Taylor and Lawrence.
Some people meaning you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as long as we define that.
Yeah. Then, some people, I've heard requests from me that we change the name of the show.
There have been solo requests, but there they are.
Yeah. Well, I ask every day when I come in.
And the answer is usually no.
No.
Yeah, just going to get turned down every day on that one, I hate to tell you.
Yeah, but you don't know unless you ask. That's my philosophy.
See, he's waiting for the different answer the day when I go, no.
Yeah, I'm gonna get an at some point. I'm just saying, yeah.
And then you're going to be on the edge of your seat, and then it's just going to be no, and you're
yeah,
hanging my head again.
Yeah, kind of like when we promised to give away tickets, and you're going now. No,
yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah,
I did that yesterday, and I had control, and that was sort of fun.
It's one of those rare moments where I let you have the wheel.
Yes.
Don't know what gets into me, but no, actually, one of the things that I got to do yesterday is, as part of my job here, not only do I get to host this show alongside Roger, but I get to go be in charge sometimes.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And as part of being in charge, the Michigan Association of Broadcasters, we're having a little get-together confab kind of thing yesterday. And I got to go to that. And
we brought back some booty.
Oh, we got some hardware. So some different excellence awards, basically. Some things like it was some good promotional materials and
a good interview in the morning show.
Yeah. One of those. Some play-by-play for Western Michigan, which we were thrilled about.
And one that I think particularly noteworthy, new media. The work that goes into the WKZO.com website. And good people working really hard. And
Definitely. It's
nice to see them acknowledged.
Rightly so. They do a terrific job on that. And this was based on some coverage of an event we'd done some time ago. But they did an outstanding job and got recognized amongst radio and television broadcasters in the new media category. So we were pretty pleased.
Yeah. Would it be bragging if I mentioned?
Yes, it would.
Okay. So I can't mention who didn't win.
We certainly will not mention that. And,
okay.
And actually, I think they got some sort of merit award for them. So they actually did win. So
if this had been yesterday, I would have been announcing. But
Of course. But see, that's the burden of being in charge.
Yes, you're the class act of the organization.
So just, I guess it's a tip of the hat to ourselves a little bit. But, we're real pleased with that sort of thing. And, to me, anytime we get one of these awards and that kind of thing, I think it's a reflection as much on our listeners. Because, not only do they have good taste, but except the ones that like us for some reason, I think they have good taste, but at the same time, they know what they want. They ask us for it and we give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's listeners as much a part of an award as anyone else is. So,
yeah.
Tip of the hat to you that are listening. So, for being a part of the festivities around here. Anyway. So, that was yesterday. So for some strange reason, I was chipper enough to leave Roger in charge of the show. I'll try not to do that again until the next time.
Yes.
I'm sure we had comments.
A good time was had by all.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens when the phones open a little later. But lots of stuff that we want to talk about today. First of all, we didn't really introduce ourselves, so I'm Jeremy.
I'm Roger.
And I'm Michael.
The birthday boy.
And,
yes.
would that be a new hat you're wearing?
This is a new hat I'm wearing.
Why?
It's from my aunt. It's a Detroit It's a Detroit Pistons hat.
Why?
That was my question.
That's a good question. I don't know why she got me the Pistons, but, I guess I like them, but they're just doing pretty bad this year. Yeah, just as Rogers points to me and, gives me a signal about it, how bad they are.
Well, I just did the L on my forehead.
Yes, in case you were listening on a black and white radio. Yes. That's what Roger was up to. But, you know, I guess if you're a legitimate fan of the Pistons, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was a fan of a very terrible sports organization for many years. So I feel your pain. And no, it's not the Lions. My team is good now.
Except
when they make the playoffs.
Yeah, except when they make the playoffs. But that's another thing. And at least my team doesn't choke in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, that would be mine. But they did get some defensive signings yesterday, so I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, so they'll choke not quite as bad as the next time.
It'll
so.
Just be, you know, like 35-18 next time
of
or
course,
something like that.
You know, but so anyway, we do have plenty to talk about.
Video of the day?
Video. Well, and actually, we've got to, because somebody was sleeping on the job yesterday.
Could that be? Let's think about this
moment. Let's just scratch our heads a little bit and think about that. Could it be...
Roger?
There you go. I wasn't going to mention any names.
Me either.
But so we have to talk about two videos. One of them was, you know, the people that do Honest Trailers. I love what they do because, let's face it, movies, no matter how good they are, always have holes in them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Honest Trailers will pry them open with a crowbar and expose them for what they are. You know, so they've done, Gravity was a recent one that we featured, but they did one for Frozen. And that's what we featured yesterday, was their trailer for Frozen. That's that Disney animated movie.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, everybody's talking about that song that's in that thing. I mean, people are going nuts for this thing on the web. So why not make fun of the movie that contains the the song there?
Have your kids seen the movie?
They've begged to see it. We've not gotten to see it yet.
Ah, okay.
So I figure eventually, you know, in another 3 years when it makes it to Netflix, there you go.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, but,
and they'll be more mature at that point so they can appreciate the artistry.
Of course.
In the movie.
Of course.
You know, giving it to them at their tender young age now would be.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to do that.
Right.
So.
Right.
But you know what? We're not about yesterday. We're about today.
Okay. And today.
The video of the day today, it's funny what brothers do for a bet.
Yes. Standing on a street corner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, these brothers played a game of one-on-one basketball, and the oldest, for apparently the first time ever, lost. And what he had to do was stand on a street corner, a busy street corner,
uh-huh,
and dance to the music of his brother's choosing. And the video, it was fun to begin with when it was just him. But then something very interesting happens. And I won't spoil it for you. You got to watch the video.
Yes.
So check it out, WKZO.com. In fact, it's posted at our Facebook page as well. You're hooked up with us on Facebook, you'll see it in your news feed. If you're not hooked up with us on Facebook, go do it right now.
Yeah.
Right now. We'll wait.
We got time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You don't know how to get there. Okay. Easy. WKZO.com. Click on the Facebook link up top. Hit like.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
And if you have any questions, Michael is available. 382-4280. 877-382-4280.
I will be able to direct you to Facebook for you.
There you go.
Yep.
So chances are I have a feeling you'll be able to find that for yourself. So all of that, some stuff we want you to check out, and definitely like us on Facebook if you haven't yet, because we like to have fun there, and
mm-hmm,
particularly with the videos every day. Love to share them with you and, you know, get that little chuckle that, you know, to me it's even more fun getting to share these things than it is for people to watch them, because I'm sitting here laughing but going, they're going to love this.
Yeah.
They're going to love this.
Well, and there's virtually nobody that can't use a smile these
mm-hmm
days.
Mm-hmm.
Finding something to grin about
mm-hmm
is a good thing.
Well, here's another thing that you'll grin about. We have giveaway tickets. And unlike yesterday, when I trusted Roger with two of them, I have no idea what he did with them.
We had a trivia question. Do you know where in the world the fortune cookie was invented?
I'm going to guess Venezuela or something weird like that. But
no, the United States.
No, but even stranger.
Yes.
And Derek came up with that, and we gave him away with a trivia question.
All right, then. Well, I believe that Michael has a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question ready to go.
I do.
Since we skipped out the other day on him.
Yeah, he's nodding affirmatively.
He's not, okay, yeah. So sometime during the course of the show, he'll present us with a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. You'll get the opportunity to answer it, and you will win tickets for a little movie called Need for Speed. And in case you're thinking, oh, I can go see it tonight. No, because it's not out tonight. It's out tomorrow.
It's that new.
It's that new. And I have tickets right here in my hand. So four of them. It's a friend pack. So you can take your friends along to this, particularly if you like fast cars. Because Need for Speed is that kind of movie. So.
And I'm not even going to ask when we're going to give them away.
Because it's right now. No, I'm
kidding. I don't care. I'm not interested
today. Of course you're not.
Nope.
Yes.
I don't
know
care
better.
At all.
He's
going to
zone
better.
Out during that time.
Just kind of like, See, if he just zones out for the rest of the show, then it'll be a very pleasant show. But speaking of pleasant, it's something that has not been an experience of a lot of people if you're driving around on roads, particularly after this rough winter, because there have been potholes.
Mm-hmm.
And politicians are trying to come to an agreement on, all right, what do we do about that? Well, apparently, the Michigan House and Senate have reached a deal on some road funding, saying they're going to spend another $215 million this spring for road repairs, $100 million of it going specifically to fix potholes and other weather-related problems. And that story comes from our website, WKZO.com, so you can check it out there for yourself.
The only downside I see in this is that $100 million that's going to local governments,
mm-hmm.
most of that is going to pay for what's already been done.
Okay.
The plowing and the extra salt that was used. Just about all local governments are way over budget for road maintenance during this winter because of all the snow we've had. And all the hours that were spent with their plows on the road. And I'm not certain how much of that $100 million isn't already been spent. Now, what it will do is allow those local entities, we're going to have to make additional cuts to make up for the budget deficit they had. So there'll be less of that, but I don't know that $100 million is going to make a huge difference in the quality of roads in Michigan.
Well, I wonder about, with it being $100 million and they're saying specifically for potholes, can they take it and spend it on other things, or is that specific earmark that's, nope, you got to spend it on this, you know, and that might cloud that a little bit.
Yeah.
They may just have to go
mm-hmm.
and fill some potholes with it. And I don't think anybody's saying, yeah, no, the roads are tremendous now with this. No, we're all done. It's a start.
Yes. Yes.
It's a start.
It's at least an acknowledgement on the part of the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
The governor has wanted to do something about roads for some
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
At least it's an acknowledgement by the Michigan House and Senate that Michigan's roads need and deserves some attention.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and I think, you know, that's the beginning of it. And I know the governor is talking about, let's look at it a little bit further. Let's see what we can do. The biggest question that I wonder about with all of this is, in looking for a future solution, would it not make more sense to go look again and say, all right, well, we've got some extra money here this year. Shouldn't we maybe pour that into it a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
And again, that would be, with this being the start, that would be the continuation,
yeah,
not the final solution.
Right.
But it would get us, pardon the pun, a little further down the road.
At least we've taken half a step forward here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is better than doing nothing, which had been the previous approach.
Mm-hmm.
So we've made some progress.
Now, I think with this, too, you know, and I was gratified to hear that yesterday you were talking with Mark Schauer.
Yeah.
And he backed off on the whole thing where they were calling, there were some Democrats calling potholes Snyder holes.
That was the first thing I asked him when we chatted. Do you think that's fair? and he backed away. He was not a defender of the term Snyder Hole.
Well, and I think with the governor making the efforts that he has, it's tough to pin that one on him and say, nope, he hasn't done a thing. Well, he's been advocating an awful lot about, let's do something about this.
The only blame I place on him is he is theoretically the leader of the Republican Party in this state, and they control both the House and the Senate. And he's been unable to get people in his own party to support what he wants to do with roads. And I make a note of that, that if he can't even lead his own party towards solutions that he sees for problems the state has, that says something to me.
Well, at the same time, though, the government was put together with the idea of, okay, you've got a governor that takes care of the executive part of things. You got a legislature that takes care of this part of things. The idea is they come together in the middle and come up with ideas together rather than saying, you know, the governor come along and saying, I want to work on this, and that's exactly what you guys are going to do, and they carry it out. I mean, that's not what the idea is about. The idea is about getting together, talking about the ideas, hammering something out. Honestly, I think they do it a little better in the state of Michigan than they do it nationally. I mean, you see nationally, hammering out doesn't happen. It's more about hammering your opponents more than anything else.
So. We have divided government at the national level. In Michigan, Republicans control everything. A Republican governor, a Republican majority in the Senate, and a Republican majority in the House. They really shouldn't have too many people to argue with. They don't even need any Democratic votes to pass legislation.
That doesn't mean that they all have the same ideas and agree with every last thing that happens.
But you drew the comparison to Washington, and Washington is a completely different situation.
Certainly, but I say that overall, in terms of working together, it happens a whole lot better in the state. And I think that you could probably agree with that.
No, I think you could argue that the Democrats feel left out and see a lot of things jammed down their throats in Lansing. And I don't know that you would have very many Democrats who see the Republicans, either in the House and Senate or the governor, being that easy to work with. They have gone and done, you know, you refer to Obamacare being jammed down the throats of the Republicans in Congress.
No, I said jammed down the throats of Americans everywhere. That's different.
I'm saying that, for instance, in right to work, that was jammed down the people of the state of Michigan's throat and jammed down the throats of the Democrats in the legislature.
Well, we will continue this discussion. Got a break to take care of right now. If you'd like to be a part of this discussion or any discussion that we have, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373 via text. You can chat with us. And when you call in today, wish Michael a happy birthday. He'd love it. He'd absolutely love it. Lawrence and Taylor, brought to you this hour by Comerica Bank. Raise your expectations of what a bank can be. When it's time, come to Comerica. My name is Jeremy Lawrence.
I'm Raj Taylor.
And I'm Michael Loudon.
The birthday boy.
So how many years are you celebrating? This is like, he's Michael, he's a little bit years old?
26.
Oh, 26.
26.
He's making us both feel old.
That's boy, good. You're old.
People say I don't look it, though.
Well, you don't act it.
You don't look a day over 17, really. So.
Have you signed up for AARP yet?
No, I have a long way to go on that.
Only
yet.
18 years.
Really? It's that close?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I'm getting excited.
Yeah, yeah. Soon you can get the senior discount.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's what you live for.
Well, I have to be 60 at Harding's to get the senior discount. I got a long ways to go there.
Yep.
You know, some places, though, you can get free coffee at age 50.
Really?
Yeah. Roger, what are those places?
Oh, I can't wait, though, to get senior rates golfing. That way I can get a little bit of discount.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, and there's a reason why you do that, because as you get older, you get worse at it.
Mm-hmm.
So by that time, it's so frustrating you don't want
to
golf.
Yeah, and you get to move up to the front tees.
Is that true now?
Yes. Well, some courses don't have the senior tees, and you still have to play from the whites, which are typically the second closest, mm-hmm. and the red is typically always the quote-unquote women's tee.
The ladies' tee,
yeah,
yes.
But they don't mm-hmm. usually call it that nowadays.
What do they call it?
They just call it the red tees.
Oh.
The red tees that only women can play from. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I'm not going to ask why they're called red tees, but
it's probably not to be sexist, I would say.
You know, I, who have never set foot on a golf course, got no grounds for any comment at all.
You know, I think there is one bona fide thing when it comes to golf courses. You know, you say, okay, now you can play from the front tees. I can play from whatever tees I want.
Yes.
You know, unless a ranger comes out and goes, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Get back there. Come on.
I actually saw a video the other day where there was this guy with a megaphone shouting at a guy on the women's tees. It's like, sir, please move back to the front tees or, you know, the men's tees. And, like, he was, like, not listening, and he was going to take a shot again, and the guy got in the megaphone again and said the same thing. Then he turns around to the guy in the megaphone and said, I'm hitting my second shot.
Yeah?
Yep, and then as soon as he goes to hit a second shot, the guy in the megaphone shouts at him, and he completely tops the ball.
So do they have golf police?
They absolutely do, yeah.
Really?
They're called rangers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They just ride out around a little golf course, you know, golf cart, and yell at golfers,
I guess. At their paying customers, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Interesting.
Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. You know, I've really been looking forward to this because, well, you got the opportunity to talk weather yesterday. I have yet to do that all week long. And this is actually kind of the final opportunity of the week because we have Tiger baseball tomorrow.
Yeah, we will talk to Bob Larson here in just a couple of minutes so you'll be able to live out the dream.
Well, and there's the thing, because we dealt with, was it 50 degrees the other day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, we won't even talk about it. There it is.
Right.
We dealt with that. And now today, it's like, well, it's cooler, but yeah. So I guess my biggest question is, when do we finally get all this snow melted off? Because we melted off a good bit of it. You know, so I don't know how long it takes. And that's why I need Bob, because I don't understand this stuff.
Well, the low for Saturday night would certainly make the snow hang around a while.
Mm, yeah.
We're supposed to be back down in single digits again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But there's going to be some warmer temperatures in between now and then. So
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, 42. My front sidewalk may actually thaw itself.
There you go. You don't shovel it, do you?
I only shoveled half of it.
Okay. All right.
I got tired.
Nope.
I'm old.
Note, if you're going to go visit Roger,
wear your snowshoes.
There you go.
Because the first half of the, you can't get out of your car and get to my front door without waiting.
Or better yet, golf spikes. Might get you, you know, and not the soft spikes they do now. You know, get out the old hard spikes. That'll get you right across Roger's sidewalk there. So.
You know, I ought to get those for when I mow. Because then you're sort of aerating your yard as you mow.
You know, they do have those.
Really?
There's like a shoe with those spikes under the
Really?
The only problem is you have to be coordinated and not step on your own feet.
Oh.
If you do that,
painful.
Yeah.
Then, you know, after the visit to the lawn with a lawnmower, it's a visit to the emergency room.
Yes, so yes.
You don't need that.
But you can just put them on your shoes and
Mm-hmm. I think they have special sandals or something.
Do they
know,
core aerate, or do they just poke holes, which really just meshes the yard together even more, actually?
See, now that's a good question I don't know the answer to.
Because you need to core aerate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a bird show and... No, we got Over the Garden Fence.
Yeah, we do. We do. So
we don't need me.
Can I quote you on that?
No, just, let's talk to Bob Larson.
Of course, of
I'm
course.
I'm getting myself in trouble here.
Well, you always do that. So, and that's, you know, the lead I was going to have for that was, you know, there is one guy we do need. Bob Larson.
There we go. Hi,
not,
Bob.
Not a very popular guy this week is Bob Larson, not with the recent turn of events with the weather.
No, but we're putting that behind us, Bob. That's
yeah, we're looking at tomorrow, Bob. We like you, not right now.
That's true. We can't change the past, can we?
No.
Can't rewind the clock.
We could talk about the low temperature Saturday night and hold you responsible for that.
Well, it'll be better than last night.
By 4 or 5 degrees is all.
We'll see. I think it's I actually think it's a lot better than last night.
Oh, okay. Good.
All right, what the official low this morning was what, 3-4 below 0? I don't think it's 3-4 above. I think it's more like mid teens.
Okay.
We can handle that.
Yeah. Getting some reports of zero again or something?
Single digits.
Oh. Roger's reading Facebook again. I don't know.
No, I'm reading AccuWeather.
AccuWeather.com?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Just kidding, boss. My boss is not listening. Okay.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
All right. But, well, what are we looking at tonight as we move ahead towards these warmer
temperatures? We're looking at rising temperatures tonight rather than dropping, rising by way of a warm front that comes through. We've got fairly cloudy skies now. There'll be a breeze out of the south, and rather than seeing the mercury drop, see the mercury at the very least hold steady, probably rise a handful of degrees to the point where we can be above freezing by daybreak, and then that sets the stage for milder weather tomorrow as we jump into the 40s tomorrow afternoon. The bad news in that is, and so what's bad about that? The bad news is that's probably the warmest day of the next five, which is not terribly encouraging given that this is March, and we're now 1 week away from the start of spring. The average high temperature today is 44. That jumps to 45 this weekend. We're about average tomorrow, mid-40s. But then we go back on the negative side of average for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Maybe by midweek, maybe by Wednesday next week, it's jumping back to the middle and upper 40s again. But before that, again, it's colder for Saturday night and Sunday.
You know, Bob, I'm getting the idea that this winter is sort of like one of those old Ginsu commercials. Because you get towards the end of it and you get, but wait, there's more.
Yeah, it's pretty much the case, and we clearly don't want any more at this point. But it's the winter that just keeps giving, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob, the wealth of information that you have at your fingertips, do you see pollen counts at all? When do southerly winds, like we've got tonight, begin to bring pollen northward?
Do not, Roger. I could probably somehow get access to that, but off the top of my head, I don't have pollen readings, no.
That was just an off-the-wall question.
Yeah.
Well, that's because Roger is so off the wall.
I take pollen as an issue for you.
I have allergies, yes.
Clearly, it's an issue for many. I have not so much the spring with spring pollen. I get the allergies at the end of summer with ragweed.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure the listeners needed to know that and are very concerned, so I just wanted to share that.
Yeah. I'm taking notes personally.
Okay.
I'm wanting to get a potted plant for Roger that has lots of pollen.
Oh, just make him sneeze in here, you know. Oh, no, we gotta turn Roger's mic off now.
Darn, we have to turn him off.
Convenient, huh?
Yeah.
So
right.
Now, Bob, I've heard the story, and you talked a little bit about getting cooler as we get towards the beginning of next week. How does that look? And, you know, obviously it will warm up eventually.
It's not terribly encouraging. We get back to average tomorrow, then it's right temperature-wise, and it's right back below average again for the weekend and early next week. Maybe back to average by Wednesday of next week. And then you know what? Looks like it's colder again for late next week and the weekend that follows. So overall, it's still going to be colder than normal here for the next week to 10 days.
Well, Bob, one other question I had. We melted off a good bit of the snow before, but it's still there, obviously, and we added on to it because apparently we like to collect the
official
stuff.
Official tally, by the way, was 6.5 inches.
Ooh.
I know there were some higher amounts. Roger, you thought it was probably close to 8 where you lived.
Yeah. And there were other reports of 8 inches in the area, too.
So. Oh, yeah, clearly there was some variation, no doubt.
So I guess the big question I have is simply this. When do we finally melt this stuff off for good?
Well, that's one thing that with the snow melts very quickly this time of year. Even on a day, if it's 28 or 29, as long as the sun is out, it can melt very quickly because the sun at this time of year, keep in mind, we're just a week away from the equinox, so it's equivalent to a late September sun right now, so it does wonders to help melt things during the day. So it won't take that long to get rid of the snow that we just picked up yesterday, at least a good portion of it. And question would then become, do we add to it again at some point? I don't see any snowstorms on the horizon, but there certainly can be some lighter snow events over the next several days, one of which could be Sunday, maybe another one Tuesday of next week, but I don't see any major storms.
Bob, before we let you go, we aren't going to have our Friday Geek session tomorrow. We have another Tigers game. Where are we in total snow for this year?
Well, I wrote these numbers down. I still calculate them each Friday, as I will do so tomorrow, even though we aren't on. So I can give you what the total has been as of last Friday, which, of course, does not include the 6.5 inches officially measured from this most recent storm. But we are at 91.4. as of last Friday. So we're pretty close to 100 at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
And last year, as of last Friday, was 59.2 compared to that 91.4.
Pretty much says it all, doesn't it, Bob?
It really does.
Yeah.
I'd like to put in the order now for next winter to be below average. Can we do that?
Below average snow, that is.
That's what I'm talking about.
Careful,
right,
not
there.
Below average temperature, yeah.
No, we've had that this year. We're done with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, Bob Larson from AccuWeather, thanks for keeping us up to date.
You're welcome. Oh, real quick, I almost didn't give the word today.
How could we forget that?
The word is quite simply relief, because we're getting relief from the deep freeze tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Relief. Great way to...
We often hear about relief at the end of a heat wave. When's relief coming? Just wanted to turn that around a little bit and talk about relief from this cold snap.
At the end of a cold period.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Thanks, Guy.
You're welcome.
All right, Bob Larson from AccuWeather providing a little relief, comic or otherwise.
Yes. Speaking of relief,
yes,
we're getting the traffic signal from Birthday Boy.
Oh, was he doing that? I was ignoring him deliberately.
I know. Then he started flashing his tea at me when you wouldn't pay attention.
Of course, yeah.
All right.
I think it's a desperate cry for help, personally.
Yes, yes. Attention.
Help, I need it desperately.
All right, what's going on traffic-wise?
All right, we've got a two-car accident on westbound I-94 at mile marker 92. Traffic is slowing down, and police are on the scene.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so we have that look at a little bit of traffic there that'll slow you down. We will continue ahead with more of the program. Got some tickets to give away, got some stuff to talk about.
That sucks.
Yeah. Who would have thought that was a possibility? We're going to fill you in on all the details of that straight ahead. Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO.
Can we give tickets away now?
You keep begging. See, you said you weren't even interested.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Of course, if you weren't interested, you wouldn't have even just asked now.
Okay, I lied. I was interested.
Of course.
I was using reverse psychology on you, and it didn't
Don't you
work.
Try that every day and it fails?
Yes. Well, I don't know that it always fails, but...
Most of the time, we'll say.
Most of the time, a mixed record, I will admit.
Yeah, you know, well, you catch me when I'm tired sometimes.
It's knowing your opponent. That's...
Oh, I'm definitely bringing those a pollen-laden plant now.
Phone calls you get all night long that wake you up, that's me.
Yeah, no wonder I set my phone on ignore. Ignore which number? That one. Yeah. So, we're not going to give the tickets away yet.
Really?
We're going to give them away now.
Oh, not then, but now.
But now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now that you want to.
It's that dramatic pause.
Yeah, back then when I wanted to give them away, the answer was no.
Well,
but
and
now.
And the great part about it, since I have such a deep voice, I can make it sound cool when I do it. not yet. Now.
No. I can't do that.
There's just something fun to that.
So. Now.
Okay, Michael, you can't do it.
No, that sounded terrible. Yeah. It sounded like I was dying.
Yeah. Neither you nor I can do that anymore.
No.
Something only I could do.
That's Jeremy's shtick.
There you go.
We'll leave it to him.
There you go. So it's time now.
Ooh.
It's just fun. It
yes,
gives you the chills,
yes,
doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah.
But it's time now to give away tickets to Need for Speed. Now, these are not just tickets to see it any place. This is tickets to see it at a special place.
Celebration Cinema, that's what comes to mind.
Yeah, that's the one right there.
I knew that.
It's not my living room.
Right.
No.
No.
Although we were thinking of offering that. No, you don't have access to Need for Speed.
No.
So.
I had the fries this weekend based on your recommendation.
Yes.
Good.
Quite good.
Yes. Quite good.
Still have to work on the pulled pork sliders. I haven't, it's been a couple of weeks since I've been to the theater. So
you haven't tried those yet.
Haven't tried those. Those look really tasty.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to give those a try at some point. But that's the kind of place it is. You can get fries. You can get pulled pork sliders. You can get adult beverages.
A full selection of good beers. Mm-hmm. We're not talking the foreign beers. We're talking about domestic brews, some that never left Kalamazoo that are available there.
So that's the kind of place, and of course, comfortable seats and that kind of thing. I mean, we don't have to tell you that. You know that. It's a great place to see a movie. Need for Speed, there are four tickets here in my hand, and I want to put them in your hands, and the way that you're going to get them is by doing two things. First of all, you have to call one of these two numbers, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. And then
wish Michael a happy birthday.
Well, you got to do that. All right. Yeah.
And then
if you don't do that, then you're done.
Yeah.
Right.
Not
he's done. He'll just hang up.
Yeah. So, but then, yeah, there is part two and a half where you have to answer the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question from the birthday boy.
Yes.
Who will now be sharing it with you?
Yes. The trivia question is, who invented the first modern automobile? Again, who invented the first modern automobile?
And it wasn't Donald Trump.
No.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't Jeremy or Roger.
He's disappeared already.
Yes.
Because he's got calls coming in.
Right.
So,
well, he's there to collect birthday greetings.
Of course. You know. Just see how many people actually do that. Just see how quickly the phone lines free up.
If it just goes off immediately, there was apparently no happy birthday
involved. Of course, yeah. So we'll see how that happens. But Need for Speed, if you were into the Fast and Furious series, it's along those lines. If you're into video games, you know Need for Speed already because they've plastered that all over video games, I believe, twice a year.
Is that a game that you're a gamer, right?
Yes.
Is that a game you play with your kids?
With the kids, no.
Oh,
that's one of those dad only games.
This is an adult game, huh?
Well, it's not an adult quote unquote game, but you know, it's stuff that I don't want to teach my kids that it's okay to run from cops.
Okay.
So and I don't do that myself, but the video games, okay, it's a game.
Yeah.
So those are kind of fun. But it's all based on a video game. It'll be interesting to see how this works out. I've heard some mixed reviews. Some people really like it. Some people really don't. So
you'll get to decide for yourself.
There you go. On opening weekend.
If you can answer Michael's ridiculously stupid trivia question.
Yes, because that's what he comes up with. Looks like he's still
negotiating with
people.
Yeah,
I don't know. So could be this one is a little tougher than you might think. Oh.
We have a winner.
The thumbs up has been given.
Did you get a happy birthday first?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, the first call that I took, nobody even said anything and just hung up.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
There you go.
They didn't even wish you a happy birthday.
No.
Huh.
They were just kind of like, oh, I don't know the answer to that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. And the second person wished me happy birthday, actually sung it to me, and then was like, Ford. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. That's not correct.
So Henry Ford was not the answer.
No.
Okay. We know that now. Was the name Olds involved?
No.
Oh.
Okay, and it was not Big Chief Pontiac or
anything? No. Okay. Nothing like that.
Chief Plymouth?
No, sorry.
Okay, who invented the automobile as we know it?
Carl Benz.
Oh, of the Mercedes-Benz.
Yes,
of course.
And that was in 1886. It was the Benz patent motor wagon.
You said that very German-like.
Yes, because it had an A in it instead of an O, so I figured I better say wagon.
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 Yes.
There you go. So anyway, and who came up with the not only the happy birthday wishes, but the correct answer?
It was Doug Walsh from Mattawan.
Congratulations, Doug Walsh. Going to see the Need for Speed on Us.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is interesting. Another thing that has come up, and Senator Jay Rockefeller from West Virginia has put out a bit of a protest. He says that there should not be, and you know how they do the domain things on the internet. You know, we've got WKZO.com, and there's other things, like .org, .net,
yeah.
.us, .whatever, you know.
Well, and, CA for Canada, and...
Well, they're going to blow this wide open, actually, and right now there's like 22 of those different extensions. They're apparently going to blow this wide open and have a whole lot more. But Senator Rockefeller says he doesn't like that they're considering .sucks.
Yeah.
As a possibility there.
Well, on two levels. Mm-hmm. One, that's a commonly used term for bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Isn't this really extortion? Aren't companies going to be forced to buy, not that it would ever be necessary, WKZO.sucks?
Well, you would think that because that would have to be part of the issue there. You know, I guess the part of me, and I don't like the fact that they're thinking about this sort of thing, but there's another part of me going, okay, really, Senator Rockefeller? We have zero unemployment. You know, the economy is roaring back to life, and there's no problems.
Healthcare's fixed.
Yeah, everything's working now, so we can look at that.
We got nothing better to do.
Everything's hunky-dory.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got to wonder about that one. But, dot sucks. Either coming to a computer near you or not. We're coming to a radio near you next hour. Keep it right here.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.